programme, the author Will Self derided adult fans of Harry Potter. He was in discussion with John Sutherland, Emeritus Professor of Modern English Literature at University College London, who defended the book, outlining some of what he saw as its adult themes.
There is an undercurrent of objection to fascism, to sort of, there's a very weak government which is taken over by an extremely obnoxious right-wing racist party. It seems to me that very delicately she does introduce adult themes, and they're there if you care, just take the top level of the book off.
Well, Self?
Well, it's a question of language. I mean, the language is cardboard, and there are interesting themes in many books, and certainly some of those themes are dealt with in many books. And it seems to me that it's not fit meat for an adult to concern themselves with language that is so banal and basic.
Well, many of you were inspired by that exchange to write to us, but one listener in particular thought it worth imagining how the popular tale of the boy wizard would sound if written and read by Will Self himself. We encourage such creative endeavours. So here is today listener, Andrew Chapman, as Will Self reading his creation, Harry Potter and the Viscera of Kittens, with apologies to J.K. Rowling and indeed Will Self.
Harry's scar, like the brand of an adulterer, throbbed as he looked on with distaste at the shell-suited proles who fed him and longed for boarding school. As some weak, flapping archetype flew through the window and summoned him to Hogwarts, he cantered out onto Privet Drive in all its Ballardian glory with relief. He leapt onto the night bus, only to see its ritually, colonially decapitated Jamaican helmsman steer it directly towards another, coming in the opposite direction. "Wizard prang," said Harry. As luck would have it, in this Saturnalian world where children wield the wands, heedless of Freud, the buses merely merged, and Harry found himself in the company of Ron and Hermione. Hermione's grotesquely enlarged intellect pulsed as she summoned a spell to take them directly to Hogwarts in the blinking of a bat's eye. Congestion chargium.
That is today listener Andrew Chapman making his contribution to the programme.